Episode number 177. What an uneventful week.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So, what was going on this week, Jason? Wasn't this like tip-up town or something
weekend? The big tip-up town weekend.
Yeah, did you get like plasted hammered?
Plasted hammered.
Plasted hammered?
Plasted. I'm totally plasted. Yeah, actually I did. It was pretty cool.
I saw some incoherent ramblings on your Facebook page.
I actually typed that up this morning. Yeah, it was a good time. Went up there
with
some
drunk?
Friends. No, actually, no. I was just very, very tired. Hung out with some friends, went snowmobiling, didn't kill myself or almost kill myself this time around.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's always a bonus when you go out and you actually come back in one piece. I do want to give a quick shout to all my friends that I hung out with out there, Stevie and Ryan and Jordan and Brittany and Missy. Brittany, do you have any buffet? Do you have any gum? Brittany is a huge Camaro fan. When we started talking about
really
Camaros over beers, she started getting rather excited. Huh? Yeah, it was pretty cool. Then so
regular listeners to the podcast?
They might be from now on because
good.
I told them I'd mention their names just for fun.
Okay.
So since you're listening, subscribe to the show on iTunes, right, Chris?
That's right.
It was a good time. Thanks, everybody.
It's been quite an uneventful week this week. There's really nothing going on other than the auto show ending.
Right. And by the time everybody's hearing this on Monday or whenever they listen, it'll be over.
It'll be over, at least the Detroit one. I mean, it'll be moving on to the next show. Yeah, it's been eerily quiet.
Well, I guess it's because it's in the show season. There's really not much to talk about. I think no news is good news at this point.
Yeah. We're less than 2 months away from production here.
Oh my God.
March 16th.
I can't wait.
I know.
Isn't that the Ides of March?
I don't know what that is.
You know, the black armband thing, Caesar or whatever. I don't know.
I have no idea.
You know, where the groundhog comes out of the...
No, never mind. February 2nd. That's Groundhog Day.
I know what it is. maybe I am still a little drunk.
Maybe.
No, I'm not. One of our members, Camaro Scotty, who I believe works for, what is it, Newman Chevrolet?
I don't know.
He's not entirely prominent on our site, but he's starting to participate more and more. He did post us a schedule, but I just didn't see all the details.
Okay, maybe we'll have to sticky that to the top.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do with that. But check it out in the 2010 General Forum. So, other than that, what are we doing here?
Well, we both got our second letters here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it.
If we did, so what?
I don't think we did, because I got mine here, and I'm going to read it.
Go ahead.
It came with this wonderful picture here. It's a rendering of the 2010 Camaro from Sang-Yep Lee with my name and order number and order date right on it. That's pretty neat.
Speaking of Sang-Yep Lee, we got to give him a call. We got to see if we can get him in here.
Oh, yeah. When we talked to him at SEMA, he was definitely up for it.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to get him beer.
Yeah, he loves Canadian beer, didn't he say?
I can't remember.
I don't remember. We'll ask him.
Anyways, here's what the second letter said. It says, "Dear Christopher, the countdown is well underway for the start of the 2010 Chevrolet Camaro production. We're sure you're as excited about taking delivery of your new Camaro as we have been about designing and engineering this bold, sophisticated, efficient, excellent handling and performing sports car. When you take delivery, you will quickly discover Camaro is the 21st century sports car. To express our thanks for your ordering your new Camaro, we hope you will enjoy this limited edition print sketched personally by the lead designer Sang-Yep Lee. We're all quite proud of how close the actual production vehicle is to the original drawing. A vehicle like this truly deserves such faithful dedication from concept to execution. To further show our appreciation, we'd like to offer you other exclusive items. Simply go to www.my2010chevycamaro.com and enter your access code and email to address to receive a digital download as well as other exciting Camaro communications. It's our way of saying thanks for your interest in Camaro. We know you'll be delighted when you receive the 21st century sports car. Ed Pieper.
Ed's a cool guy.
He is. We should have him on the show one time.
He always seems up for things like that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, he's not your typical top guy of a design company who's, you know
stuffy.
Yeah. Exactly, right.
No, he's a down-to-earth, really cool guy.
Yeah. I can easily see him accepting. We'll work on it. It's not always, their schedules are always packed, but, we'll see what we can do. So the first letter we got, the second letter we got, basically confirming that we have placed an order for the Camaro, and I think it's kind of cool. I mean, in times like right now where there's budget cuts left and right, at least we get something.
Yeah, this was pretty neat.
You know,
the thing it came in, the envelope it came in is pretty cool, too. It's the back end looking from the back of the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's no real rhyme or reason when people are getting these. You and I ordered the day that we could, yeah, October 13th.
And we got ours, about 2 weeks ago now?
I think it was, yeah.
Week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and we both got them on the same day.
Yeah, so maybe it's by region?
It's a good possibility. I didn't
think about that. Yeah. So, could be. So, if you haven't gotten yours yet, you probably should soon. And if you didn't get it, if you're not going to get it, then you should get yourself one by ordering a new Camaro today.
That's right.
Get on down there to that their dealership and order yourself up a new Camaro.
I noticed in the paper today, too, another Chevrolet dealership in the area that had written all around the ad in their paper in the square, come in and order your brand new 2010 Chevrolet Camaro. That went all the way around the article. I didn't notice that before.
Wow. It's happening, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. All right. What else? Got some... real quick. Paul, One Fast Dog, our close friend, he's been running that contest. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Yeah, it's sticky to the top in the 2010 Camaro section. It's going to end the beginning of February, I believe. He posted some pictures, and he wants people to go ahead and write a little paragraph about what that picture signifies or what it means to the person. So,
right. It's called Your Camaro Enthusiasm Could Make You an Even Bigger Winner. And, yeah, he posted some cool pictures that were Camaro-related, usually, instrumental to the Camaro history, and wants you to kind of do a little research on it. There's some cool stuff he's given away, too, and we're also throwing in some Camaro Z28.com diecast cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, get on over there, check it out.
When's that going to end? Like February
1st, I believe.
Okay.
So, you got about not even a week left.
Okay.
Get in it and get on it or whatever.
Okay.
All right. So, I guess because we didn't do any voicemails last week, they kind of piled up.
Well, we saved it. We saved the one from last week. We're going to do it this week. And we've also got three emails to do, too.
Oh, boy. I guess we better get rolling, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and what do you want to do? Emails, voicemails, what you want to do?
Well, let's go through the emails first.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't feel like it today. I'm tired.
Okay. This one comes to us from Ryan Robertson. He's Chevy Ryan on the board. Hey, guys. I just listened to the SEMA podcast, and at the end you mentioned pictures of the cold air intake and her shifter. I looked in the gallery but couldn't find anything. Am I looking in the wrong place? Thanks. Yeah, you are looking in the wrong place because when we were at the SEMA show, we were actually posting pictures to a Flickr page, which was instantly posting them in the message board. So what I'll do is I will post a link in the show notes to all those pictures.
Cool. Thanks for writing.
Here's another one. This one comes from Ricky. No forum name, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to one of the podcasts, and you guys had someone there from GM, and they said that they will bring the SS in Imperial Dark Blue. Is this still happening? Well, as far as we know, they're both blues are being produced for the SS now.
When he says bring, do you think he means produce?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
as far as we know, we haven't heard anything otherwise. There's,
right,
what, 10 colors? In fact, we just had a poll that just wrapped up. It was like a very short-lived
poll.
Right, yeah. We can talk about that real quick since it was brought up. Black being definitely the number one color.
Hell yeah.
And then cyber gray is a close second. I couldn't believe that a red color was number 5 out of all the 10 colors that people voted on the board.
Isn't red usually up there?
Yeah, usually. I mean, a red Camaro, you can't really beat that. And what was it, last one? White.
White.
White was the very last one.
Yeah.
Strange. But yeah. Hey, that's what GM wanted to know because they were going to use that data to consider future colors.
Right.
So it was a very low-key type thing. It was pretty much, hey, can you guys throw this up there? We need a little bit of information. So if you missed it, keep an ear at your eyes peeled. The GM's always sending us stuff to do like that. Got cool. Another one?
Oh, yeah. Here's the last email. This one comes from Raven. Great podcast, guys. First, I don't have a problem with V6 cars being built for dealers early on in the production run. I'd much rather have the bugs worked out of these rather than the cars that are pre-order, though I plan to buy a V8 car. Second, I am surprised there are so many pre-orders. My build comes to $43,000, and for that kind of cash, I want to see exactly what I'm getting before I buy. Lastly, math is not a problem for us Californians. Is it harder for you in Eastern Standard Time? I'll gladly take earthquakes over blizzards, hurricanes, or tornadoes any day. Plus, I love bikinis and, I don't know, there's something else. Oh, there's a 2010 SS Vert on the board.
No, we don't have a problem with math. Let's start with that one. No,
Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, since the country works on Eastern Standard Time, we don't have to subtract or add 3 hours.
Right. We don't, you know, so I guess if when it comes to math, we just add zero. We don't really usually have a problem with that. Californians might. Oh, I'm going to catch hell for that. Bring it on. You know the number. Anything else you want to address here on that one? V6 being, what? V6 orders?
Being ordered first for dealers?
Is that a rumor or is that not?
Being built for dealers early on in production run.
Boy, I don't know about that. Didn't Cheryl address something along those lines in
something
last week's podcast?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know if that's how
marketing
accurate
ploy.
That is. Yeah, if that's the same thing, maybe there's two different things we're confusing each other with. But if it is true, yeah, I guess we don't have a problem with it either. So, you want to get onto the, just skip right on over to the voicemails there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we do, I just want to mention that we're doing this all year. Once a week, we're going to pick a voicemail that makes us talk the most or gives us really something to really chew on, and we'll just throw out some Cabarro goodies and drop them in the mail for the whoever we deem to be the best. So if you ever want to do that, just all you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a buzz, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Cabarro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CabarroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Cabarro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We actually got two voicemails this week and one last week that we postponed for this week. So We got three to go through this week.
All right.
Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. Bring it on.
Yo, this is Dakmore, D-A-K-M-O-R, in case you don't know how to spell it or say it still. Damn it. Anyway, like I requested, thanks for that link. I've been going through them, found Bumper Nuts. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Like, seriously. Bumper Nuts. It's just funny. Even when you just say it out loud to yourself. Other things I'd like to say. The delay, not a problem. You know, yeah, I'm over with that. Not like I was going to be able to buy one anyway. Yeah, cheap ass bastard I am. I'm more worried about how people are going to perceive that than the actual delay, you know? Oh, the Mustang's out, the Challenger's out, the Camaro's going to be delayed, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know? Sorry for that. One other thing I'd like to point out is there is a link to the Philly Auto Show invite down in the Northeast region. I just noticed it was released yesterday, I believe. Or, hold on, let me rephrase that. It was released January 13th or 14th. I don't know what this is. I'm sorry. Anyway, folks, having a good one. See you at the auto show if you're there. And Bumper Nuts.
We're so high right now.
Dakmore.
Dude, man, lay off the pot.
That was a hilarious voicemail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I just felt stupider hearing it.
Bumper Nuts.
Bumper Nuts. In all seriousness, thank you very much for the voicemail. Yeah, the Bumper Nuts thing was really funny.
Yeah, God, that brings that back memories. That's been a couple
December
years now.
December 2006?
Something like that.
Yeah, because it was like 1 year into our podcast.
I still got the pair hanging on my wall in here.
And there they are.
in the studio here, you know, the flesh-colored bumper nuts.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have artificial testicles hanging on your wall, you might as well make them realistic looking. I mean, why make them plaid?
Yeah.
Then people won't get the joke, right?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, we don't have a problem with the delay either. And in fact, as far as, you know, people...
The perception?
Yeah, I agree that's going to be an issue with some people, but they're also the same people that probably wouldn't buy the Camaro anyway.
Right, like you, Dackmore.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next one.
All right, we can't make fun of Dackmore anymore, Drackmore, whatever.
Hey guys, this is Sweet Z from the board, and I thought I'd give you a call since you guys are giving away stuff for voicemails. But actually, it sounded like you guys were getting ready to maybe talk about the horsepower difference between the automatic and the manual last week, and then kind of got sidetracked. But I know Jason went through that painful decision whether to get a standard or an automatic. And I went with a standard, but now I'm starting to think maybe I ought to get an automatic. I took my wife's Tahoe to work the other day, and it has the remote start on it. And, you know, that was pretty nice. Kind of cold outside. Between that and the paddle shifters and you know, just sort of the probably the more ease of driving a automatic, I'm kind of trying to go through that decision now, and it sounds like we might have 30 days more to make that decision. But I wondered if you guys had any idea why the engines ended up with different horsepower, why they used one engine for the standard and sort of a different one for the automatic, because obviously it'd be nice to get that horsepower in the automatic, and it'd make my decision a little bit easier. So anyway, great podcast. I love listening to it. Thanks for everything you guys do, and we'll talk to you later.
Cool. That's another good voicemail we got there.
What? I'm kind of an a-hole today.
Yeah, apparently.
Jeez. No, that was a good voicemail. I'll talk about this one.
Okay.
The reason for the horsepower difference, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you.
Good.
Because it's the L99 displacement on demand engine.
Right, but why not make them the same amount of horsepower?
Probably because they're shutting down the two cylinders, and then with the automatic, they're doing it for fuel economy. So.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that would be probably the best answer. I can't come up with anything else. Other than, like you said, they are two different engines. One thing I did find out at one of the focus group meetings, and John Fitzpatrick, if you're listening, and if I'm not supposed to say this, call me up and start yelling. I think it's okay. I'm not going to give exact numbers, but I believe that they had predicted at one point, okay? I don't really want to, you know, pigeonhole anybody.
Okay.
That the automatic L99... would actually be faster than the 6-speed LS3.
Okay.
Despite the horsepower difference.
Same driver?
Well, they're just, you know, doing phantom drivers, you know, but they're saying just car for car, all other things equal. Another thing is I made a phone call to a friend of mine that does tuning on my Trailblazer, Vector Motorsports, and I know that he's done some work with the AFM-equipped Pontiac G8s, and I was talking to him about it, and I said, you know, what can we get away with as far as modding this engine, because that's my big concern too, is the horsepower. You know, if the horsepower were the same, it would have made the decision so much better. He said you can't put a cam in it because of the way the valves are designed. You can put a supercharger on it, no problem. And I'm considering going pro charger myself.
Okay.
But I said, well, what if you do want to start doing things? And he says, just do conversion over to LS3. There's a lot of parts, but it's really not that difficult. Mm. So it can be done. So maybe that's what I'll wind up doing too, if I really want to get crazy with it.
Interesting.
Good.
Interesting.
Good voicemail there. Did we cover all the bases on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just read off the numbers real quick again.
Oh, yeah.
Too. For the LS3 was 426 and 420, and the L99 was 400 and 410.
Yeah, I went up a little bit of horsepower in the LS3 and a little bit of torque in the L99.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Good voicemail.
Yeah, appreciate that one. One more.
Last one.
Hit it.
Hey guys, this is Dan Camaro Guy 579 on the boards. Sorry if the audio is kind of bad. I'm calling from my iPhone while I'm driving in my Camaro right now, so my bad if it's really poopy. And you should feel very proud, Hunter, because I was searching around on your website while I'm driving, almost getting in a wreck, just so I could go to your forums and find the phone number because I forgot it. Anyway, to my question. I was just curious if the crash test ratings have come out yet for the new Camaro, if anything has been said about it. It looks like a pretty sturdy, durable car. Is it going to have side airbags or the whole shebang or what? So that's my question, and great work, guys, and I enjoyed the interviews last week at the Detroit Auto Show. Thanks again, guys. Bye.
I think I can address this one, too.
Okay.
Yeah, there is absolutely no compromise on safety. They made that very, very clear.
Oh, God. I remember at Indy event when they were showing the structure of the body on how sturdy that thing is. Holy
cow. They focus
on
safety just as much as performance and drivability.
Oh, God.
Six airbag standard.
Yeah.
And here's the reason why. First of all, if it doesn't just blow the ratings away as far as safety, you know, people will deem it an unsafe vehicle. They will not buy it because, you know, it's a high-powered performance car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants a death trap. Second of all, if it has a lower rating, the insurance rates will become higher based on those ratings, and then people will not be able to buy them because they can't afford the insurance. So safety is an incredible factor in the designing of this car. In fact, that's why, there are things like, the B-pillar that everybody doesn't seem to really appreciate much, but you know what? It adds to the safety. And
it's got to be there.
Needs to be addressed, period. And, you know, there's a lot of people, you just cut it out. Well, good. We'll see you in the morgue.
Why do you think the car weighs so much?
Because it's
safety.
Safety, yeah. And it has to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things that they could skimp on, but other ones they can't because of regulation.
Yeah.
It sucks, but you know what? I guess I'd rather walk away from a wreck than to look cool and go fast and die.
I don't believe they actually got their crash test rating yet.
I would be surprised if it's not 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, without a doubt.
I mean, the fourth gens were 5 stars.
Right.
They were great.
Without a doubt.
So if it's 4 stars, I'd be extremely surprised. And
no way.
And I'd be, hell, I'd make a few phone calls bitching up a storm.
Yeah.
And so, so if you'd pulled over and searched on your phone for that, you would have got that information. We don't advocate anybody, Yeah, call from your phone, but from your car, but don't...
Browsing and driving?
Browsing and driving is... Boy, that's tough, dude. You got more nerve than I do. I'll just put it that way. I do it all the time. So that's it. I guess we got to give away a prize here.
Yeah, we got to give away a prize.
Well, hold on a second, Chris. I'll get into the Camaro Z28.com prize vault here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of prizes for this year.
Okay, I'll dig way in the back. And, here, let's give this away.
Okay. What do you got there? Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll give this away.
Oh,
it is the Camaro SEMA press pack.
Oh, man,
very nice collectible. This was donated by Finn's Auto Restoration. She's a Camaro enthusiast and a focus group member.
Nice.
She goes by Maggie 19 Maggie 79 or something like that on the board. But anyway, she donated it from Finn's Auto Body and Restoration. Thank you very much, Maggie.
Beautiful.
So I guess we got to give this to...
To who? Who are we going to pick this week?
Sweet Z.
Sweet Z.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because we got to talk about, you know, the swap, the LS3 swap is doable. It's not anything that's can't be done or can't be done with a huge hassle. So, Sweet Z, shoot me a PM on the message board.
Well,
give me your address.
Congratulations on that one.
I'll stick it in a padded envelope and fire it on the way to you.
Wow.
It's that simple.
Nice.
So, everybody knows how to contact us, so we'd like to invite you to do so if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Oh, I probably should throw this one prize winner per year or, you know, for this year.
Yeah.
And we'll still read the emails, voicemails, but if we remember, if we're smart enough to remember, you know, we'll have to thank you for your voicemail, but give the award to somebody else.
Yeah.
I got nothing else, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's been, like I said, an uneventful week.
Well, it's kind of always been this way, though. Something would happen big, and then just nothing.
It's the winter, too. It's like, I can't wait for this winter to end. It's just nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Of course, you know, at least we don't have the San Andreas fault line.
That is true.
Hey, and I guess while I'm thinking of just odd things, Quentin, hang in there, buddy. Good, very, very close friend of ours lost his job. We know a lot of people are out there like that. And if you got a job, hang on to it. And if you don't, keep looking. It'll turn around. It's the pendulum swings both ways.
That's right.
And on that happy note, I think I'm going to sing my heart out. No, I'm not going to do that.
Let's just go.
Yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up for the week. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll appreciate your emails and voicemails, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.